Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Cover 3 Podcast with your hosts, Chip Patterson, Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott. It's your call for the best college football coverage from National Signing Day to the National Championship and everything in between. CBS Sports presents the Cover 3 Podcast.
Arch Manning. Bud Elliott, we are here. You see those sirens in your feed. You know exactly what that means. We have discussed Arch Manning as recently as this week. We guessed that he would take the dead period, which begins on Monday and runs until July 24th, and that he would, you know, think about laying out a timetable because he is, as you mentioned, a prospect who has more leverage than almost anybody else in recent recruiting history. And yet, just simply dropping it in on his Twitter feed, Arch Manning commits to the University of Texas. Steve Sarkisian and the Longhorns beat out Nick Saban in Alabama, beat out Kirby Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs, and they land the number one overall prospect in the 2023 class. Yo. I mean, this, it has been a whirlwind of a last sort of 30 minutes as we got word that this news might break, then it went ahead and broke. And so let's just start for here by stating the obvious. This is absolutely massive for Steve Sarkisian and the Texas football program.
Oh, do you think landing the biggest recruit of all time is a good thing for a head coach and his job stability and the trajectory of a program?
Yeah. They went 5-7 last year. On-field results don't matter. It's like this is entirely about what Steve Sarkisian has been able to sell, what Steve Sarkisian has been able to do in terms of building relationships. He went out and got that nasty offensive line class. He was able to go in the transfer portal and really address some needs. He is able to take an offense that has yet to really live up to the all gas, no breaks that he promised when he was hired. And he's able to say, but with you, Quinn Ewers, and with you, Arch Manning, we're going to be able to take this to the next level. I am very, very impressed that Steve Sarkisian not only was able to land this commitment, but was able to do it just days after his official visit, and when there is really no rush for him to go ahead and do it. That's really my only surprise, because we've always had Texas in the mix, Alabama, Georgia, Texas, maybe LSU sort of lying in the weeds there. But to have one of his three finalists end up getting his commitment is not a surprise, yet the timing of it to me is.
The timing does surprise me a little bit. We did mention it on the show, by the way, earlier this week. Hey, there's a little word he could maybe do something here at the Manning Passing Academy, which is going on this week. A very understated announcement from Arch Manning, our number one quarterback, number one overall player in the country, just tweeting out, I'm committed to Texas. Just understated, kind of like his whole recruitment has been. Now, we have overstated it because it's Arch Manning. I mean, he's the biggest football recruit, I think, of all time as far as publicity and famous name, because there's no Tom Brady Jr. right now. Obviously, the nephew of Peyton Manning, the nephew of Eli Manning. And I go back 10 months. I did say I thought Arch Manning would be wearing orange in college. Now, at the time, I thought either Clemson or Texas. I didn't know that he was going to Texas. I didn't know he was going to wear orange. I just thought, like, the path to playing time for multiple years obviously is there. Texas, as you mentioned, signed the best offensive line class in the nation last year, one of the best offensive line classes of all time. It's an absolutely huge get for Texas. He should be very well protected by that group once he gets there. This is huge for Texas in that they're going to the SEC, certainly in 2025, maybe earlier, depending on what you read. But as far as what they're getting in a quarterback like Arch Manning, it's very polished passer, 6'4", 215, quality athlete. He can dunk. He's not just a statue. Granted, I think people think of his uncle Peyton as a statue, but I think Peyton was a fairly decent high school athlete at least. He's received really good coaching. Obviously, if you're in a family like that, you're gonna know a thing or two about the quarterback position. He's an accurate guy. I think his mechanics are pretty clean. He is one of the better quarterback prospects that we have seen, and certainly belongs in that level with a Trevor Lawrence or a Justin Fields or, you know, in more recent vintage, Quinn Ewers, who obviously, fingers crossed, works out as well. He is also on the University of Texas football team. So Texas, two number one overall QBs on one roster is pretty amazing. But, you know, you think about this, the offensive line is clearly a fit. I think if you are a quarterback, the quality of defensive lines you're going to face in the Big 12 is not particularly great. So you can grow into the role, right? And you're going to have some time to throw and develop as a QB, as opposed to if you were thrown in, I don't know, as a true freshman or something, right? That would be a little more difficult in the SEC, where you have all those great defensive linemen to face. And I think Arch Manning will have quite a bit of success there at Texas. Maybe not immediately, but it's just an absolutely huge get for them. And I don't think we should discount, by the way, the role that having David Cutcliffe on staff, even for a brief time. The Manning family is extremely tight with David Cutcliffe. He was Peyton Manning's offensive coordinator / QB coach, I believe, at Tennessee, and was the head coach at Ole Miss, right, when Eli was there. Not that they need David Cutcliffe to give his stamp of approval for the offense that Texas is running, but there are some questions about Steve Sarkisian as a head coach. There are really no questions about his ability to put points up and coach offense. And ultimately, that's the main consideration here, I think, is being developed in a system that will get you ready for the NFL and be able to have your own legacy, right?
Well, so huge. What happens with, and you know, this is immediately going to bring about, like, what happens with Quinn Ewers? Is this a situation? Because if I am Steve Sarkisian, here's what I would like. So Quinn Ewers has already had 1 year out of high school. It was at Ohio State. This is now going to be his second year out of high school, which means Quinn Ewers is the starting quarterback, unless he gets beat out by Hudson Card. But we believe he will be the starting quarterback in 22. And then in 23, Arch Manning will be on the roster. And I think that Quinn Ewers will be the starting quarterback. That, I would think, for Arch Manning is something that's attractive. You're not getting thrown into the fire right away. You get a year to be able to get your feet under you. And again, that is the dream scenario for a Texas football fan, for Steve Sarkisian as a head coach, is to have one of our number one overall prospects as the starter and another number one overall prospect as the backup, allowing himself to spend some of that freshman season, heck, I don't know, maybe even redshirt, and being able to get ready. Do you see that the same way, or do you think that Quinn Ewers is potentially going to be on the move after 22 based on Arch Manning's commitment?
You know, Chip, I really don't know. I think your scenario is plausible and is almost certainly ideal for Texas fans. Keep in mind, Quinn Ewers did come in with quite a lot of fanfare. Now, he did not have famous uncles who played in the NFL, and his family is not the first family of football in the NFL. But it's certainly a plausible scenario. The one thing I think you have to be extremely confident about if you're a Texas fan is that it is almost impossible to have bad quarterback play if you have this much quarterback talent in one room.
Yes.
The odds of Quinn Ewers and Arch Manning, and hey, if you want to throw him in there, Hudson Card, all flopping, are almost zero. Almost zero. I mean, you are almost certainly going to have really good quarterback play at the University of Texas for the next couple of years, behind what is likely to be a very good offensive line. Maybe not this year, but certainly next year and the year after, I would project those guys they just signed in that 2022 recruiting class to be a stone wall of protection there. And that's just the other impact here is just the recruiting impact for Texas. Arch Manning is a guy who is not out there on social media a whole lot, but I guarantee you his text messages hit different than other five-star quarterbacks, right? Like, hey, I'm Arch Manning. Not that he acts like that, but I'm Arch Manning. Come play with me at Texas. I think their recruiting is about to be like a rocket ship.
I mean, and that's what Sark also takes, right? I mean, you said yourself, the quarterback is the guy who names the group chat. He is the leader of trying to do the player-led recruiting. Like this, what is the ceiling for Texas football in the 2023 class with Arch Manning on board? Like, is this something where we'll see decommits? Or is this something where now all the players who they are kind of in the mix for, we have to assume that they're going to hit on a higher percentage of, especially on the offensive side of the ball?
I think you nailed it there. I think that they're going to be more in it for a number of top kids. Keep in mind, some of these sports books out there have Texas as the favorite to win the Big 12. I don't personally think Texas is going to win the Big 12 this year. But Chip, if they come anywhere close to that, actually show on-field progress under Sark, combine that with the offensive line class that you just signed last year, combine that with the fact that you still have Xavier Worthy coming back for 2023, that's going to be an extremely fun offense to play in, especially on the offensive side of the ball. I do think that their recruiting is going to pick up because if you're a high school kid, are you really going to say no to playing with Peyton Manning's nephew? I think it's hard.
There's only three perfect scores as prospects, and it's Quinn Ewers, Vince Young, and Arch Manning. Does that sound right?
I think so, yeah.
And they all went to Texas. And at least one of them won a national championship. All right, so what about the other side of this? Alabama took four-star quarterback Eli Holstein a few weeks ago. We wondered whether that was Arch defense or whether that signaled, you know, where they viewed their own position. Georgia, what does the quarterback position look like for them in the 2023 class or the room for the future? How much of a loss is this? And maybe even for those of us watching, those of you watching on youtube.com/cover3 and across the 24/7 Sports Facebook network, how much of a big air quote loss is, well, actually it is a big loss. Forget the big air quotes. What does this mean for the Tide? What does this mean for the Dogs moving forward?
So I think for the Tide, they'll be just fine. Obviously, they have Nick Saban as their coach. Eli Holstein is a great backup plan. Or I shouldn't say backup plan, but another really good prospect for them. For Georgia, I really don't know where they go. I'm very excited to listen to the Junkyard Dogcast, which I'm sure Jordan will be firing up on their channel pretty quickly after we get off, which I actually am getting a call for HQ right now via the knock on the glass. So I have to jump. Chip. What a day, man. This is incredible.
Yeah, this is sort of caught us off guard, but certainly important to do it. Arch Manning has committed to the University of Texas. He chose the Longhorns over Alabama and Georgia. You can follow him on Twitter at BudElliott3. You can follow me at Chip_Patterson. Bud, thank you very much.
See you, Chip.
Series on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's the can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.